Good. I mean, one of the things, of course, this week, a couple of things in the first hour, of course, we'll be talking about as well is we'll be speaking to Dean in a bit. Dean, if you can just bear with us, we'll talk to the lads first, if that's okay. And we'll talk to Dean about, of course, the last incredible year that Dean's had in the last year and what Dean's story and what Dean's up to as well. His own personal story, we'll go into that a little bit later. But of course, as well, this week, we had the really sad news that, of course, Len, down at Colin Cordell, down at Redbridge, passed away this week. And of course, we've got the legendary Redbridge manager with us, Terry, and of course, the main man himself, Adam Silvery, with us as well. And guys, I mean, everybody, I think quite a lot of people were quite shocked with the news this week.
Yeah, really sad news. And I just think by the amount of messages that we've seen from far and wide over the last couple of days just shows, you know, how well thought of Len was as a man, how well respected he was. And I keep hearing the same comment, true gent. And I'm sure Tell will back me up with that from the season he spent at Redbridge. Everyone can only say good words about the man, and he will be sorely missed. So I'd like to, obviously, we're all thinking of his family at this time. So, very sad.
I mean, Tell, your thoughts on down there as, you know, as one of the sort of legendary managers of Redbridge. I mean, talk to us a little bit about Len and some of your memories of Len.
Yeah, well, I mean, I actually did know Len before I went to Redbridge, you know, just through football, as we all did. But I got to know him quite well in the year that I spent at Redbridge. And he was as Adam just said, the one thing he was a gentleman. You know, I've never heard anyone say a bad word against him, and that's the truth. You know, everyone says that about people, but I think Len was known throughout the game, not just in you know at Redbridge, but in non-league general. So certainly in Essex as well. He was a good guy and someone who helped me out massively when I was at Redbridge.
I mean, Keith, I mean, you said, you told us a funny story off air about Len. I mean, do you want to sort of retell the story? Because it was quite fun. I had me and Terry laughing anyway.
I would, though. I'd just echo what the two lads have said as well, because, you know, I didn't know him that well. But every time that I used to go over to Redbridge with either go and watch a game, or it was Thamesmead at the time we went over with, and as people know, I get to the ground really early, and Len was always there, and he was really hospitable and really nice and tried to help you out. And he was a genuine football man, and they're one of the unsung heroes you don't see many, you know, you don't hear about too much in football. You normally only hear about players and managers when things are going really well, and there's a lot of people like Len that need a hell of a lot of sort of not congratulations, but they need a lot of positivity spoke about them and what they've done in the game. And I know that obviously Adam and Redbridge will do the right things, but and I know we spoke off air about, you know, the connections he's got with the league and the trophies, etc. But I was just, you know, saying that, and Terry was as well, that he sort of didn't pull no punches either, and he was quite sort of up front and whatever. And the story I was saying is that we got there early, and the changing rooms at Redbridge at the time weren't the best, and I think Adam mostly remembers. And I was saying to Tell, there was like plants growing out of the room. From there was this really weird plug socket above the showers. It was really high, and there was a plant growing out of it, and there was water absolutely peeing out of it. And I was there early, and I just went into, I remember going into the clubhouse, and Len was there, and I went, Len, I said, look, I don't want to be a pain. I said, but there's a load of water coming out of this plug socket. And he went, well, just don't plug nothing into it. And he walked off. I just looked at him and laughed. And off we went. But he was a gentleman, and he was so nice. And you know, he was a proper, you know, football person, and he loved the club. And obviously Adam and Terry know more than me. But it'll be a sad loss. And like I said, it's people like Len need a little bit more sort of gratitude and that than what they get.
Adam, I mean, what was your first, acquaintance with Len? When was the first time you met him?
Yeah, I was trying to work it out. How long he's been with us? But I think it was January 2008 when he first came over to Redbridge. I'd never met him before. I literally just went. I think we was at Waltham Forest. I just came into the ground, and Len just approached me and he says, "Hi, my name's Len, and I'm the new match day secretary." And from that moment on, you know, I classed him as a good friend of mine, and he did everything for Redbridge. You know, as Terry will say, he, and what Keith said, he was the first person down there. I used to get there quite early myself, but Len would be there before me, hoovering the boardroom or cleaning the change rooms. I said, Len, what are you doing? It's not your job to do, but, you know, he really had Redbridge at his heart, and he was always in Ricky's ear trying to get him to do things around the club, and we need to get tickets out to people and do more things to get people in. And you know what, people always had time for Len. They'd always stop, don't matter if they're in a rush, they'd always stop and just take the time out to speak to Len or just to listen to him. You know, he was just lovely to stand and chat to. Yeah, it's just really going to be missed. I've actually got Dave, if you let me, I've got a quick statement that Bob, our secretary, has put together, well, just on behalf of the football club, but I'd just like to read out.
Yeah, of course you can, mate.
Yeah, appreciate that. So, as I say, Bob's put this together, and it says, Len Cordell, our highly respected and much-loved former matchday secretary, passed away on Saturday 13th of February in hospital following a short illness. He will be remembered for giving so much to youth and non-league football, always supported by his wife, Beryl, and sons, Steve and David. Len started playing football in 1945. He was also an accomplished cricketer. His first involvement in football administration was running his son's team and was instrumental in forming the Barking Youth Football League, where over a period of 21 years, he held the positions of secretary, treasurer and chairman. Len spent about 15 years as a referee and then went on to assess referees. He was a stalwart of the Essex County FA for many years, carrying out the roles of chair of cups and representatives committee, vice chair of discipline, and a director and board member. His name will be carried on through the ECFA Under-13s Cordell Cup. Upon reaching County FA retirement age, he moved into club football, and Redbridge FC was lucky enough to have Len as our matchday secretary for 15 years. I don't know if it was that long, but 15 years, that's fine. As long as he also held the role of treasurer and was a life member of the club. We will also miss him for all the work he did tirelessly behind the scenes and his efforts to promote the club. Len was also secretary for many years of the Southern Counties Cup competitions and became their president in 2018. As Chartered Standard Officer for the Essex Senior Football League, he helped many clubs achieve charter standard. People often talk about people being a real gentleman, but Len was an old school proper gent, always charming, smartly dressed, polite and entertaining. In the 15 years of knowing him, I've never heard anyone have a bad word for him. He will be fondly remembered not only for his open, friendly manner, but also his strong will and honest opinions. He will be greatly missed by Redbridge FC and non-league football as a whole. He was a good friend of mine and our clubs. Bob Holloway, Redbridge FC.
It's lovely. Lovely, Adam. I mean,
thank you, Dave.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, with the cup that has got his name, we were talking about that before you came on, actually. And with Waltham Abbey, we actually got to the semi-finals of that. I was hoping I was going to win that, but not with the sides or that was in it with us. But I mean, himself, I mean, I remember going down to Redbridge a couple of times, and just as when I first started coming into it with Ray and helping Ray out as match day secretary and stuff, and came down and we got down there really early, and a bit like what you said, and we got into the ground, and just as we got there, Ray said, "Oh, so I think we got here a bit early, Dave. Traffic weren't that bad." We got there, and just as we got there, there was Len, and he was opening up the gates, and we've gone in, and he said, "Oh, come in, guys," and he's talking to Ray and all the rest of it, and then exactly what you said, went straight over to a cupboard and got the Hoover out and started hoovering the actual room itself. It was just absolutely incredible. But, you know, it was one of those ones where, from when I remember him, he didn't look any different.
No. You know what
I mean? from then to there to now as such, you know, he just didn't look any different. And met him a couple of times. No. At non-league finals day as well, and you know, and I know Ray died a lot, you know, a lot of time for Len, as you know, as everybody did. It was a really, really nice guy. But tell, I mean, with your time there, I mean, any funny stories you got and memories of Len?
Yeah, well, he, as was already mentioned, he always spoke his mind then, you know, and I like that about him. Obviously, the season that I spent with him there was mostly successful. Especially with the FA Cup run, and just things, you know, I've been thinking today and the last few days, really, just a couple of things are sticking in my mind about him. After we beat Oxford City away in a replay meeting in midweek, midweek game in the FA Cup. And I remember him shouting to me after that game, like, you know, remember this. Don't, you know, the feeling that you got nags, it won't, you know, the likelihood is it won't come round again. And, you know, that stuck in my mind. It's been mentioned about the way, look, he was always immaculate, never had air out of place, ever. Another story that stuck in my mind. I had to go, we met at the ground for something. I think we were signing a player or something like that. And he had to drive me to, I think it was Chelmsford, we had to go, something like that. And he said to me, I'll jump in, I'll drive. And it's the scariest 30 minutes of my life. I've never known this meek old boy sort of thing that, looked like he was a pensioner. Dave, when I tell you I was close touching cloth, I'm telling you, he was laughing. He was, I'm sure he was crying. He was crying with laughter. I took his hand and be at me. But I just, you know, things like that. He must have been in his 70s then. But he drove like a demon. He was like out and centre the way he was driving. I've never been in all my life. So, yeah, there's, you know, other things as well. As you say, he was always pumping the balls up, cleaning the balls, picking the kit up, sweeping the change room. He just done everything then. There weren't nothing. But he always looked immaculate. No matter what he'd done, he looked immaculate. And, a true gentleman. And he will be missed.
Ever get in a car with him, Adam?
It reminds me, because the first time he gave me a lift back from, I think, Witham it was, and I thought, he's going to drop me at Romford. I don't know if I'm going to get the train or not, because, it's about an hour's drive and Len's going to be pretty slow. No way. We were there well in time. I, like Tell says, I was holding on to the, the door, scared for my life. I thought, bleeding hell. So, that's the last time I'll get Len to give me a lift anywhere. But I just wanted to say, he was so committed, even when he moved down to the South Coast a few years back, even for that next season, he still travelled the 2 hours or whatever it was each way to come to all our home games. It was amazing at his age. But, people half his age wouldn't, put the effort in.
Two hours.
I said to the two fellas off air that I thought he'd moved away.
Yeah.
And we played Redbridge. I'm obviously at like Walthamstow now. We played Redbridge at the start of December, and Bob was over there. Bob and I asked him about Lynn. He weren't there for that. I don't know whether he was unwell then or not. I don't know. But he mentioned to me then he'd moved down to the coast and he still drove up and still was still involved. So, obviously he loved football just as much as we do, if not more. So, as I say, it's going to be missed, isn't it? It's going to be missed.
But how does Essex football, how do you replace a legend like that?
Irreplaceable, I'm afraid. Some people, he is definitely irreplaceable in my eyes.
Dean, did you ever meet Len? Did you ever have the privilege, Dean, of meeting Len?
No. I can't say I have, no. I have attended some games where he's probably at. But no, just listening to the stories, though, it sounds like a very great man.
Yeah. So, I mean, with the cup run, I mean, what was he like in the cup run? Was he like an excited school kid? Was he with the thing, or did he take it all in his stride, Tell?
Well, for me, he took it all in his stride. He did get excited, obviously, as we all did. Adam will tell you that. He was... another story, we played Ebbsfleet. It was a national conference side. We played them at home. And they turned out of their ground, didn't stop moaning about the ground. I don't know if you remember it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they moaned about everything, And Len said that one of their players moaned about the pitch, and Len said that the couple of their players, I don't know, that's the training pitch. That proper pitch is over the... Lovely. And I looked at him and he went out a lot, I'm only fucking saying to moan about. And they did moan and all. They moaned about everything. Yep. I don't think the leak in plug socket was still there then. But it weren't a very nice place for the away team. I'll tell you that.
Well, yeah. Anthony Mercer's just come in with his own tribute. I'll read out what he's put on here. And, of course, Anthony Mercer down at Tilbury says, I would like to pay a tribute to Len. As many people have said, a gentleman, anyone who knew Len would always get a warm welcome. wherever you met him. Without his support over the years, I don't think I would be involved still in the game. A massive loss to local football. And, you know, when you, I suppose when you get that from, you know, from other clubs as well, Adam, I mean, it just shows you, you know, how well loved, you know, Len was.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, Anthony said there, it's been sort of echoed by loads of clubs. And even though we've been out the Isthmian League for a few years now, the clubs still have paid their memories to Len and remember him from that time. So the sad thing for me is that over the past 12 months, we didn't get to see much of Len, obviously, with the situation, and he hasn't been able to see much football, which I feel is really sad.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Keith, I mean, yourself, though, I mean, you know, somebody like that in non-league football, it's a massive loss.
Huge, Dave. That's the problem, isn't it? There's not many people like Len about anymore, and it just goes to show, sort of, you know, that the old school people are becoming less and less now. There's not, obviously, you know, that we always said there was a big age group difference between people in the committee room, and there's not too much sort of younger blood coming through. And if there was anyone, then Len would be the sort of perfect mentor, wouldn't they? That, you know, this is what you could be. But it just, what Adam was saying there and yourselves, that it is a shame that, obviously, you know, he's passed away not doing what he loves doing, watching football, and he's missed loads of it for the last year because of, obviously, you know, coronavirus and maybe, you know, a little bit of the distance into between his friends and that as an help. But like I said, he obviously the Essex League will hopefully sort of honour him as well, and he won't be forgotten with what he's done over all his life in football. Like I said, I remember him straight away, and I think I mostly met him 4 or 5 times. And straight away I knew who it was, because I always remember, as Tel said, he was immaculately dressed. He, you know, every time he turned up, he had his Redbridge stuff on, and he was very, very proud of his club, as much as what Tel says. And when people walked in the ground, a lot of people moaned, but they didn't with him, because he was so proud to be involved with the club.
And I suppose it makes it difficult, Adam, for the club to actually do anything at the moment as well, of course, with football not being, you know, no one seems to know when football's going to be back. But I mean, you know, as people like SXFA and maybe the senior league, you know, been in contact yet to say that they might be doing something to as a tribute to him?
I'm sure that Bob, the secretary, has had conversations with Michelle, with the Essex senior league, and in time, something definitely will be done. As we've explained, there's already a cup competition in Len's name, but I'm sure in time the league and us as a club will do something to commemorate Len. You know, give him what he deserves, basically.
Yeah, definitely. Do we know any of the? I know people necessarily won't be able to go because of what's going on, but do we know any funeral arrangements yet, to Adam?
No, unfortunately, not at the moment. I'll put something on our website when we can. Obviously, I think numbers are 30 at the moment to a funeral. So I suppose with that number, it'd be a small family affair. But obviously, I will put details on, and if flowers are to be sent or anything like that, it'll be on the official Redbridge website. So if anyone wants
That's one of the big sad things about COVID, Dave, is that Len won't get the send off he deserves. So I think a lot of big people in football would have turned up for that.
For sure, yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah, that is sad.
Yeah. Well, I suppose in a way, I suppose hopefully we can get to a stage where there's a game for him, or maybe even a memorial service for him later on, once we all get back and all can see each other face to face. I think it'll probably be something that would be absolutely packed to the rafters.
Definitely, yeah. We'll sit down as a club when we can, and we'll discuss that in the future. But definitely he will get something, you know, deserved of a man, for sure.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Listen, guys, we really, really appreciate you guys tonight, and I know you're desperate to get back for the second half, so I'll
it's all right, we've scored a second since then, so I'm sitting a bit more easy.
I was waiting for the tail to jump, you haven't even jumped up.
I've had my poker face on, Dave.
Well, look, Keith, once was it Jesse?
It wasn't.
Nah, it wasn't.
No. Sorry, Keith.
Yeah.
No.
Well, listen, guys, a massive thank you for joining us. So we really appreciate it. And of course, any updates, Adam, you know, let us know. And
we'll do.
You know, by all means, yourself or Bob, pop back on the show and let us know. And we'll love that if you'd come back and have that chat with us. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it.
Always. Thanks, Adam.
Lovely.
Thank you, Tel.
Take care, guys. Bye bye.
See you, guys.
See you, mate.
Cheers, Tel. Bye. Take care, mate.